Chapter 4. Now Gorgias took 5,000 infantry and 1,000 picked cavalry, and this detachment set out at night in order to attack the camp of the Jews and take them by surprise. Some men from the citadel were their guides. Judas heard of it, and himself set out with his soldiers to attack the king's army at Amas, while the latter's forces were still scattered away from the camp. During the night, Gorgias came into the camp of Judas, and found no one there. So he began to hunt for them in the mountains, saying, "They are fleeing from us." But at daybreak, Judas appeared in the plain with 3,000 men, who lacked such armor and swords as they would have wished. They saw the army of the Gentiles, strong and breastplated, flanked with cavalry, and made up of expert soldiers. Judas said to the men with him, "Do not be afraid of their numbers or dread their attack. Remember how our fathers were saved in the Red Sea, when Pharaoh pursued them with an army. So now, let us cry to heaven in the hope that he will favor us. Remember his covenant with our fathers, and destroy this army before us today. All the Gentiles shall know that there is one who redeems and delivers Israel." When the foreigners looked up and saw them marching toward them, they came out of their camp for battle, and the men with Judas blew the trumpet. The battle was joined, and the Gentiles were defeated and fled toward the plain. Their whole rear guard fell by the sword, and they were pursued as far as Gazara and the plains of Judea, to Azotus and Jamnia. About 3,000 of their men fell. When Judas and the army returned from the pursuit, he said to the people, "Do not be greedy for the plunder, for there is a fight ahead of us, and Gorgias and his army are near us on the mountain. But now stand firm against our enemies and overthrow them. Afterward you can freely take the plunder." As Judas was finishing the speech, a detachment appeared looking down from the mountain. They saw that their army had been put to flight, and their camp was being burned. The smoke that could be seen indicated what had happened. When they realized this, they were terrified, and when they also saw the army of Judas in the plain ready to attack, they all fled to Philistine territory. Then Judas went back to plunder the camp, and his men collected much gold and silver, violet and crimson cloth, and great treasure. As they returned, they were singing hymns and glorifying heaven, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Thus Israel had a great deliverance that day. Victory over Lysias. But those of the foreigners who had escaped went and told Lysias all that had occurred. When he heard it, he was disturbed and discouraged, because things in Israel had not turned out as he intended and as the king had ordered. So the following year, he gathered together 60,000 picked men and 5,000 cavalry to subdue them. They came into Idumea and camped at Beth-Zur, and Judas met them with 10,000 men. Seeing that the army was strong, he prayed thus, "Blessed are you, O Savior of Israel, who broke the rush of the Mighty One by the hand of your servant David, and delivered the camp of the Philistines into the hand of Jonathan, the son of Saul, and his armor-bearer. Give this army into the hands of your people, Israel. Make them ashamed of their troops and their cavalry. Strike them with fear, weaken the boldness of their strength, and let them tremble at their own destruction. Strike them down by the sword of those who love you, that all who know your name may hymn your praise." Then they engaged in battle, and about 5,000 of Lysias' men fell in hand-to-hand fighting. When Lysias saw his ranks beginning to give way, and the increased boldness of Judas, whose men were ready either to live or to die bravely, he withdrew to Antioch and began to recruit mercenaries so as to return to Judea with greater numbers. Purification of the Temple. Then Judas and his brothers said, "Now that our enemies have been crushed, let us go up to purify the sanctuary and rededicate it." So the whole army assembled and went up to Mount Zion. They found the sanctuary desolate, the altar desecrated, the gates burnt, weeds growing in the courts as in a forest or on some mountain, and the priest's chambers demolished. Then they tore their clothes and made great lamentation. They sprinkled their heads with ashes and fell with their faces to the ground. And when the signal was given with trumpets, they cried out to heaven. Judas appointed men to attack those in the citadel while he purified the sanctuary. He chose blameless priests, devoted to the law. These purified the sanctuary and carried away the stones of the abomination to an unclean place. They deliberated what ought to be done with the altar of holocausts that had been desecrated. Their happy thought came to them to tear it down, lest it be a lasting shame to them that the Gentiles had defiled it. So they tore down the altar. They strawed the stones in a suitable place on the temple hill until a prophet should come and decide what to do with them. Then they took uncut stones, according to the law, and built a new altar like the former one. They also repaired the sanctuary and the interior of the temple, and purified the courts. They made new sacred vessels, and brought the lampstand, the altar of incense, and the table into the temple. Then they burned incense on the altar, and lighted the lamps on the lampstand, and these illuminated the temple. They also put loaves on the table, and hung up the curtains. Thus they finished all the work they had undertaken. Early in the morning, on the 25th day of the 9th month, that is, the month of Chislev, in the year 148, they arose and offered sacrifice according to the law on the new altar of holocausts that they had made. On the anniversary of the day on which the Gentiles had defiled it, on that very day it was re-consecrated with songs, harps, flutes, and cymbals. All the people prostrated themselves and adored and praised heaven, who had given them success. For 8 days they celebrated the dedication of the altar, and joyfully offered holocausts and sacrifices of deliverance and praise. They ornamented the facade of the temple with gold crowns and shields. They repaired the gates and the priests' chambers, and furnished them with doors. There was great joy among the people, now that the disgrace of the Gentiles was removed. Then Judas and his brothers, and the entire congregation of Israel, decreed that the days of the dedication of the altar should be observed with joy and gladness on the anniversary every year for 8 days, from the 25th day of the month Chislev. At that time they built high walls and strong towers around Mount Zion to prevent the Gentiles from coming and trampling over it as they had done before. Judas also placed a garrison there to protect it, and likewise fortified Beth-Zur, that the people might have a stronghold facing Idumea.